I think we are very ready for this production.
Tell people the name of the production, a little bit about it.
Yes, Elf the Musical is our production. And I mean, it's the story of Buddy the Elf. It's become a new modern classic in Christmas movies. Buddy the Elf is raised in the North Pole by elves. And he's actually a human who snuck into Santa's sack when he was a baby. And so Santa lets him go to New York and try to track down his dad. And his dad, who is a pup, works at a publishing company for children's books, doesn't really have the same kind of Christmas spirit as Buddy the Elf does. And so Buddy is in New York trying to bring Christmas spirit to everyone who might have, you know, maybe lost their Christmas spirit. And he meets a new family, he falls in love, and it's a really funny, heartwarming story and perfect for this time of year.
And one of the aspects of this is the fact that this is your first one in a long time.
This is our first indoor performance that we've had in 2 years, main stage performances that we've had. The last one was Don't Eat the Meatloaf, and that was in 2019. Gosh, was it 2020? January of, yeah. Oh, my goodness. That's insane to think it's been that long. But yeah, I mean, we've done some outdoor theater. We did Lion King Jr. this summer at the Wildlife Safari. We've done a lot of smaller shows with a lot of social distancing, which have cut down our capacity to about 75%. But this one we are doing at Jacoby Auditorium. We are still cutting the capacity just a little bit, but the fact that we get to do a major musical like this, like our summer musicals, Beating the Beast, Little Mermaid, Shrek, this is on the exact same playing field as those productions.
So is it all coming back to you? Is it kind of like riding a bicycle? You're able to jump back in there and go, okay, I know how to do this.
I feel like we all have some of our training wheels on still for this one. It is a little bit hard to jump back into it. I forgot, oh, yeah, that's right. This is, we've got to do this and we've got to do this. So, but yeah, I think a lot of our volunteers were just itching to get back in the swing of things and having something that resembled normalcy again for them for doing community theater. So I think we're just all excited to be together again and create moving art. So yeah, it's been a lot of fun. It's been a challenge, of course, but doing a production in the winter, we've never done something this big in the winter at Jacoby. Usually we save it for the summer months, but this was the right time. This was definitely the right time for this.
So Buddy the Elf is in studio with us right now. Levi Yussi, did I say that right?
Nope, you did not. You butchered it.
Oh, well, very good. I love honesty like that. So how do you say it?
It's Yutzi.
See, I knew. Well, I was basically at 50% chance.
Yeah, you were close.
Of getting that right. So, okay. So you are Buddy the Elf. What's it feel to be doing? What's it feel like to be doing this again?
I mean, it feels like, if I could compare it to anything, it's like you're putting on like an old pair of like shoes and all that. Like these are comfy things that you want to always wear, and even if it's like worn and torn, you're still gonna just want to keep wearing it as long as you can. And so getting Buddy, honestly, was like a big dream come true, because it's always been like a religious practice at our house to like watch the movie like during like the 12 days of Christmas. Like it's got to be Elf, Christmas Story, Polar Express, the Jim Carrey Christmas Carol, and I know that's terrifying, but I love it anyway, or Night Before Christmas. And my mom always just like kept saying, like, Levi, you'd be such a good Buddy. I'm like, why though? Because I guess I just had enough spark and pizzazz to me.
So talk about your background in theater. How long have you been involved in theater?
So my theater history is wacky. Like, we'll put it like that, because I originally used to live like out in Eugene and all that, and I did like my first little like, you know, kid elementary musical, and it was Santa and his Christmas dragon. And I was the veterinarian for that. I didn't know do a whole lot. And then we moved back here to Roseburg, and then Jolene of eighth grade, I did Alice in Wonderland, and I was the caterpillar for that. I had my short 2 minutes of fame there. And then we did Oliver's Twist at UCC, like almost, I think, right after I finished eighth grade. And then I did Adam's Family, which is the first UAC production I did. And then after that, it just kept going with like Beauty and the Beast, Little Mermaid, Martin Folos's like Fading Gray, which I loved. I want to do another one of those. And then here we are now.
Wow.
So obviously a long background in this, and what made you decide to try out for Buddy the Elf?
So this is the funny thing. When I was looking at the lineup for this season and all that, I was thinking like, oh, Puffs is happening. Oh, Mamma Mia is going to happen too. And then I saw Elf. I'm like, oh no, I got to keep this away from my mom. And then it's just like, I don't know if I want to do it or not. And then Melody like shoots me up a text on like Facebook Messenger. And she's like, hey, are you going to go audition for Elf and all that? I'm like, she asked me if I... That's a big factor. I should probably go if the director herself is asking if I'm going to audition, which I feel like Mel had no idea that was going to be the main case for me, but like that was the main motivator. And then I did my little song, and I did Love of My Life by Queen for my audition song.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I love me some good old Freddie Mercury. I love 80s and 90s stuff. It's great.
So, Melody, why did you think Levi might be the guy for this?
Well, I've worked with Levi before, three other occasions, you know, like you said, with Adam's Family, Beauty and the Beast, Little Mermaid. He's such a great performer to work with. He's so on task. He always gives it his all. And so when, you know, I'm going, like, you always have an idea of like, oh, maybe these people will show up and maybe these people. And I'm like, so I asked Levi if, you know, like, hey, you should show, you know, you show up. But I mean, when he showed up waiting to get this part because he opened his mouth. And I know Levi has a beautiful voice. I knew this from past experiences, but just the growth in 2 years. I was blown away in his characterizations. It's almost like he'd been watching Elf since it came out. So he had this character kind of embedded in his head, but he was perfect. And I got goosebumps, and I think everybody else kind of looked at each other and said, oh my gosh, this is our buddy. He was great. He was fantastic.
So how many people are in this production?
We have 32 people involved in this production, and they play so many different characters. I think there are certain characters who have about 6 different costume changes, and we've got about 12 kids ages 12 to 14, and they're playing all of our elves and all of our youngers from for New Yorkers, and then everybody else are part of the adult ensemble. We'll play Macy's elves and New Yorkers and lots of office workers. So yeah, it's a big cast. Actually, it's not as big as what we're used to, it's a great cast. Everybody works really, really well together.
And I imagine everybody's got the same kind of level of enthusiasm about being able to do this in person in a theater setting again.
Oh, definitely. I know there are several people who just jumped at the top opportunity. They're like, yes, we want to do this. And of course, at the time, we were doing... we're doing Mamma Mia, so we had a group of 20 other actors who are already committed to doing this other production, so we lost out on a lot of other local talent from this one. But I mean, that production was amazing. I mean, would have been amazing. And you know, they're kind of doing something else now that Mamma Mia was canceled, and unfortunately we couldn't cast everybody else because Elf had already been cast months prior to Mamma Mia closing. So but yeah, everybody, all of our volunteers, they are just kind of gearing up to, you know, get back in the saddle and bring the magic back to life on stage.
All right, we're going to talk more when we come back at Inside Douglas County, 1245 News Radio, 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248. Lars Larson coming up at 1 on News Radio 1240 KQEN. On tomorrow's program, Congressman Peter DeFazio will be with us. He recently announced his retirement following this term in Congress, so we'll talk to the congressman about that on tomorrow's program. Melody Schwagel and Levi Yutzi here this afternoon from Umpqua Actors Community Theater. And Melody, talk about some of the logistics, some of the things that maybe you have to shift and do a little bit differently this year.
Well, I mean, it's always difficult doing a production during, well, it's always because we've never done this. So doing a production during a pandemic, during COVID right now, it's difficult, you know, trying to keep everyone safe, trying to, you know, keep it social distance, wear a mask, wash your hands, make sure everybody's just safe. It was, you know, kind of what we're, that's different. That's definitely different. And we've had to adjust a little bit to that. Kind of paring down the set just a little bit. Don't get me wrong, the set is still massive, but we are definitely incorporating a new media source with the animated projections, kind of like we did with Little Mermaid. And this definitely saves money, but it also saves time on scene changes. It looks pretty real. the backdrops look pretty real. It's pretty cool, actually, working with a different medium like this. And working with a smaller cast is also nice. And I guess that's, you know, usually most of the shows that we've been doing up at the Summer Musicals have had some specific costumes that are very fantasy-like costumes, from Candlestick to Mermaid to an ogre, donkeys. So those are character-specific, but for these ones, it's a little bit easier just because, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, they're Santa elves, they're our Macy's elves, and everything else is modern day. So that's been kind of nice. It's a nice change from trying to locate, you know, a giant teacup for Beauty and the Beast, or, you know, not working with prosthetics. I think this might be the first year that we're not doing prosthetics. So that's been different, but it's been great. This is a nice change of pace from any of those three productions that I mentioned. They're just massive. This one is very massive as well. The dance numbers are spectacular. And so you're still going to get that same quality, but just, I guess, not in a fantasy world, because this could easily take place in a, you know, modern day, well, of course, Santa and elves and everything, but yeah.
So Levi, what's it been like? When did you guys start practicing, rehearsing?
Oh, geez, like back in like way late October, maybe early November. It's been a ride itself, just with the 3 months of rehearsal and everything else. But it's always been a blast. I enjoy doing it, and I love all my little like cast members, like all the kids. They're great. They're all super sweet, and they're all just like, Levi, what's your favorite color? Levi, what do you like to eat? Levi, what do you watch on Netflix? Levi, do you have a favorite YouTuber? And I'm just like, okay. I got questions. I got answers. This is great.
So it's amazing, and I think people don't always realize how much work goes into a production when you talk about working on it, you know, for such a long period of time.
Oh, yeah.
To do that, do you ever, I mean, that means you've got to adjust your personal life and your schedule, and you get home late, and you've got a day job, and you got to work that in, too. How's it been navigating through all that?
Honestly, it's fairly easy. It's just like, you know, I go to work and I don't work that long of shifts. It's like usually between like 7 to 8 hours, and I work at Starbucks. And then, you know, it's just like I come back home, I relax, watch Netflix. I just dork around. I'm a total nerd in general. And then, you know, it's just, okay, go to rehearsal now, eat dinner on the way or eat it at home, and then just eat cold spaghetti with syrup. And then, yeah.
There you go. Cold spaghetti with syrup. Obviously, you're younger than me. That I kind of remember those days, though.
I mean, it's good. It's not that bad. It's literally just like you're melting away the syrup with like the sauce or like the meat, and it's just like you barely even taste it.
I don't think that's on my diet anymore at all.
You sure you don't want to give it like a little try?
I don't think so. So, Melody, talk about when people can see this show, because it begins in just a few days.
Yeah, we open Thursday, this coming Thursday, the 9th, and we start at 7 o'clock. This is at Jacoby Auditorium, and then we go Friday and Saturday, also at 7 o'clock, and then we have a Sunday matinee on the 12th at 2 o'clock, and then next week is a little bit different. We have 2 days off, which is amazing, and then we come back on Wednesday the 15th for a 7 o'clock performance. We take Thursday off, and then we come back again on the 17th for a 7 o'clock production. Saturday, we have two shows. We have a show at 2 o'clock and then a 7 o'clock performance in the evening, and we close on the 19th for a 2 o'clock matinee.
And talk about, I know you've got a couple of these that are set up a little differently.
Yes, we have actually two performances that are set up anyone who's vaccinated or has a 72-hour negative COVID test. We have a lot of our members who are retired, and they had, you know, recommended that we did that. They put a lot of requests in it, so we're just, you know, saying, yes, we are going to be doing that. So those productions, performances are on Friday the 10th at 7 o'clock, and then Saturday the 18th at 2 o'clock. So you get your choice between an evening performance or a matinee. Once again, those are just for vaccinated people or anyone who has a negative COVID test 72 hours before the performance. But everything else is open for anyone else. We do require everyone to wear masks in the auditorium, and you have to put one seat in between all parties. But like, if you have a party of 10, of course, you guys are all welcome to sit together. Just make sure that the ends just have one seat in between the next party. And that's it.
So how are ticket sales going?
Ticket sales are fantastic, actually, right now. And I'm going to recommend people get their tickets right away, because by the time word gets out for the first weekend, that second weekend always tends to sell out. And this is kind of a trend that we see with our summer productions. And so if you're on the fence of what day you want to go, pick a date and get on that right now. We've got four of them that are over half full, and the other ones are climbing up there. But I would imagine by next week, if you are planning on seeing it next week, get those tickets right away. But come the first week and you don't have to worry about it.
So how do people get tickets?
Yeah, you can go to our website at uac-theater.com. Just click on the links that say purchase tickets and just follow the prompts.
So Levi, what would you say if somebody is thinking, gosh, why should I go see this show?
Well, think of it like this. Like, we've all been, like, dealing with a lot of things, like being stuck at home, like, for work, school, and being away from families and all that, and then just having the weird social, like, distance kind of situation with everything. And then, you know, this shows up, and I think it's a great opportunity just to bring the community back together, because, like, everyone has at least seen Elf. We all love it. We all love the Will Ferrell experience where you just, you know, gets fruit sprayed and does the whole, like, escalator stretch. And it's funny, but it's also just, like, it's nearing Christmas. It's, like, the right time. And I think people just need this, like, big old boost of, like, joy and merriness and all these fancy colored lights and all these wacky dance moves and me just screaming just utter joy and happiness, like the little kid that I sometimes can be.
It sounds like you're pretty excited, pretty ready to be doing this.
I am so excited, and I'm so ready to do this. And I always tell myself, like, before I do, like, any kind of production, I can't say I do a good job until the job is actually done. So that's my motto right there.
All right. Well, out of time for now, but Levi Yutzi and Melody Schwegel from Umpqua Actors Community Theater, Elf, beginning on Thursday. Guys, thanks for being on.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Kyle.
1257 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.